Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Wow. All right, so Ross, let's tackle the standings for a second here. And there's probably a lot of people that don't even know where the Eagles fit in. Because, you know, we're not really accustomed to looking at NFL standings that often. You just kind of assess the record of the team and sort of what you think they are as a squad. But let me give everyone where the Eagles are right now at what used to be the halfway point of the year, eight games through the season. So at 6-2, the Eagles currently hold the sixth seed, the second wild card. So obviously Washington at 7-2 is the, you know, current division leader and would be the team with the bye from the NFC East. The Eagles trail Minnesota, who's also 6-2, but Minnesota currently with the tiebreaker. Eagles 6-2, Green Bay 6-3. They're the three wildcard teams. The four division leading teams, and then in order the way they go, Detroit 7-1, Washington 7-2, Atlanta 6-3, Arizona 5-4. Now, Ross, I got to tell you, other than Detroit, who I do think probably is pretty legit, I mean, there's nobody here that really jumps out at me. So obviously that means
they jump out at me for being like, well, hold on a second. Well, yeah. Atlanta?
Right.
What?
But Atlanta did beat the Eagles here, for what it's worth. So, Ross, like, how do you assess, again, it's Detroit, Washington, Atlanta, Arizona, Minnesota, the Eagles, and Green Bay. By the way, the Eagles have a two-game lead, and that's before assessing a tiebreaker. I don't know what the Eagles and Bears would be if they were ever tied. As of now, the Bears at 4-4 are the next team. So the Eagles are in a very nice spot for
Bears
a playoff.
Bears have a really hard schedule,
too. And they're not good.
And they're not good. But they also have like a legit hard schedule, yeah. And the Eagles don't.
Now, the two teams to be aware of below the Bears, the Rams and 49ers obviously could become legit and start racking up wins, get a little healthier. So, Ross, how do you assess the Eagles in this very odd NFC?
Yeah, so a couple of things. First of all, I think Joe was talking about Carl Nassib.
Yeah, yes. We just had a caller say that. I think so as well.
A
caller called me off the air.
And I do not believe, Joe, that he had come out when he was in college. I think he just decided to do that before his last year in the NFL. I think that was his question. As for the standings, I mean, the first thing is it's so important to win the division, to get at least one home playoff game, which means 8 days from right now, when the Eagles host the Commanders next Thursday night, that's a huge game. The Commanders believe that the Commanders made the biggest move at the trade deadline. They know that they have a legit team with a star quarterback on a rookie contract. So they traded a third and a fourth to get Marshawn Lattimore at corner from the Saints. So the Commanders are going for it, and they're going for it this year. I think we all agree Detroit is probably the best team. What I would say to you going through the standings, Joe, the Niners are going to be in this thing at the end. I know they got off to a slow start. McCaffrey's coming back this week. Mm-hmm. They're coming off a bye. The leading team in the division right now is the Arizona Cardinals. They're not winning that division. The Niners are going to still win that division. And so they're going to be a tough out. The Niners this year kind of remind me of the Chiefs last year when it's like they're not really playing that great, but they still might be the best team in the conference when it comes down to it in January. Mm. I would still consider the Niners and the Lions to be the two biggest threats to the Eagles right now.
Wow. Okay.
Makes sense. You know, your argument today, because when they win that division, offenses, they become a 3 or 4 seed depending on which spot they are.
And it'll be the same as the Chiefs last year, where like nobody thought the Chiefs were going to go to Buffalo. People don't remember how bad the Chiefs were playing last year.
Yep.
And then they had to go on the road to Buffalo, on the road to Baltimore, and they beat them both.
They
were the underdogs against the Ravens. I can't remember. These other teams, I think the Vikings are good. I think the Falcons are good. I think the Commanders are good. I really like the Eagles' chances against them. I think the teams that are at the Eagles' talent level are the Lions and the Niners.
Yeah. Ross, do we have a problem with our bread and butter, the tush push? We failed repeatedly in this last game. Is that a sign of, hey, the rest of the league has caught up and we need to figure out a way to do something different? Or was that just an off day?
Which also can include no Mulata and no Goddard as a pusher.
Well,
and what do you make of all that?
Mulata and Fred Johnson, there's a big difference there. Mulata, they're basically using a rugby technique. Mulata is a rugby player. Like, he knows good. The pretty technique. Good. Like, go back and watch those tush pushes and watch Fred Johnson did the first. I think the second one might have been Driscoll because Fred Johnson got hurt on the touchdown. Remember? Fred Johnson got nailed on the Hurts rushing touchdown. So Driscoll was out there for the second tush push. I love Jack Driscoll. He's not Mulata when it comes to something like that. So I think when they get Mulata back, I think they would still be very successful with it. I'm not willing to give up on it like I felt like they did during the game. Because also, there's a big difference between getting a full yard and getting like inches or half a yard. But yes, I think that they will kind of go back and work on that because obviously it was not as successful. Although on the one, I kind of thought he did get in. I can't remember. Was the
I
first
thought
one
so
the
too.
One.
The ball just needs to break the line, right? Like as long as the ball touches
as long as the brown touches the,
line, the
white at all,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
How could that? Well,
They need that play to work. That is a huge competitive advantage. You watch any NFL game, the amount of teams that get stuffed on 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, the amount of times the Eagles have converted that the last couple years is ridiculous. If the Eagles cannot get that back, if the tush push is done, that is problematic.
All right.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.